episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, and this is my dad, Noah, and every week, we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. And this week, we're going to talk about the highs and lows of second grade.
All right, so school's almost over.
3.5 weeks.
What's the best part about second grade?
I think that we all are so different. We have such different mindsets, and that we get to share those ideas with each other and lots of different people. Like our math partners, turn and talk partners,
maybe reading partners.
Reading partners.
So you have book clubs?
Yeah, we have book club. Like, and we have, well, in math partners we have two. In reading groups we have three or more. And in turn and talk partners, they're two or three. So, and all of these people were just friends that we have at the playground, and they don't necessarily have to be our friends at all. I feel it's just nice to have, like, lots of different people to share ideas with. Like, my math partner is not my turn and talk partner, and my reading partner. My math partner is my math partner. That's it. Then I have someone else to share as my turn and talk partner. And I have someone else. Oh, and I have someone else to share as my reading partner.
So none of them overlap ever?
Well, maybe you for other kids, but not me.
Huh. I like that. That's what I hadn't really thought about that.
When some kids it does.
Well, yeah, it's impossible for it not to. Yeah. For everybody. What do you do in turn and talk? I know that you guys turn to each other and talk about something, but what is that something? What is that topic?
Well, it's like, if we're in math, we might turn and talk about how we solved the math problem.
Okay.
Or if it's in reading, we might share the reading strategy we would use to, like, solve that word.
Got it.
Or, like, if it's in writing, we would say, what might we say next?
Got it. Okay. Have any of your... Like, maybe you weren't necessarily great friends with somebody, and then they became your math partner, or they were your reading partner, your turn and talk partner, and it made you better. It made you friends, and then you started playing together.
Not necessarily friends, but I feel like with some people, yeah, it's made me talk to them more.
No, that's good. Yeah, that's good. So in class, your teachers encourage discussions with each other.
Yeah,
oh, that's nice.
Well, not encourage discussions, but, like, really dive deep into talking about what we're talking about.
That's a discussion.
Yeah.
They encourage you all to speak to each other.
Yeah.
And figure things out together. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, what about the worst part about second grade?
Worst part was definitely the fifth week of school. Like, it was something around, like, in between fifth and tenth week. Not 10th, like 5th and 7th week, having to get sent home for a week.
Oh. And you did remote for just that 1 week?
Yeah.
Did you think during that time, I don't think I asked, well, probably not even trying to think about it, but during that time, looking back on it, did you think, oh boy, are we gonna be remote for the rest of the year again? Or did you think, maybe this is just a week?
I was thinking, yeah, this is probably just a week. And then I was thinking, well, we'll see when this happens again. And it actually did not happen again.
Yeah, it never happened again.
Right. So we're only, like, remote for, like, 1 week of school.
Yeah, that's great.
And, like, 2 days when our teachers had, like, meetings all day.
Well, sure. But you don't know. I mean, this year was fairly uninterrupted for the most part. I mean, sometimes...
Comparing it to the first grade.
Well, and kindergarten.
And kindergarten.
Yeah. So what are your hopes for third grade? When you start thinking ahead to what third grade might be like.
Not interrupted at all.
And a completely uninterrupted year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a completely uninterrupted maskless year, maybe.
Yes.
That would be nice.
It would be nice to be back to pre-K.
Yeah. Do you want naps during the day, too?
No, I'm not like.
I know. What about in the classroom? What are you looking forward to? Do you know anything about what might happen in third grade?
Not really.
If you could think about anything, maybe something that you might want to be learning about and hope that it happens in third grade, what would it be? Maybe it's more of X or more of...
More harder math.
Okay, so you want to learn some harder math.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, or maybe the... What about in science? What would you like to be learning in science in third grade?
I don't really know.
Hmm.
Because I don't know what you would be doing.
Well, no, I'm saying you don't have to know what you might be doing. Just if you could control science class in third grade, what...
Space.
Okay. How about in social studies? Geography.
I would like to learn about every single state.
Something about every state? Cool.
I would like to learn 5 fun facts about every state.
Oh. You could do that on your own. But then you could also do it in school.
But then you have...
And then you could do something about, like, maybe you could do a project on a state.
Yeah.
Okay. You could probably do that on your own, and then the project could be in school. All right.
I feel like doing a project on Nebraska would be fun.
Really?
I don't know. Just a random
Why
state.
Why Nebraska?
Because it's a random state.
It is pretty random. Middle of the country. The plains. Pretty flat. It's one of the few states I haven't been to.
Because I never hear anything about Nebraska. No one ever talks about Nebraska. I never hear anything about Nebraska.
It's true. So, a project on Nebraska might give it the respect it deserves. Okay.
No one ever talks about Nebraska.
Do you
it's
want
very odd.
Anything different from us as parents in third grade?
No.
Nope. Do you want us to treat you any differently in third grade?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you have...
I just need a new desk.
You need a desk, yes. I'll get you a desk. All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good year. Just a few more weeks left.
3.5 weeks. It's actually 3 and 1 day weeks.
Yeah. 3 and 1 day weeks.
3 weeks and
well,
1 day.
You have 3 days off coming up. You have 3 days off.
Well, we'll just
up.
Say 3 weeks and 1 day.
I think it's...
School ends on Monday.
Okay.
So it's 3 weeks and 1 day.
All right. I love you.